Blog Talk Radio.
Of your life. I want to present to some and introduce to others your host for Anything But Ordinary Radio, Mr. Michael McCleary.
Welcome, everyone, to another exciting edition of Anything But Ordinary Radio. I am your host, Michael McCleary, and I am joined today by my wonderful co-host, Maria DiGiovanni. She will be with us today to interview and talk to our guests. So much going on in the world right now, in my own world, in the world in general. It's just a really, really busy time, and we have some great guests for you today. We have inspirational speaker Walter Sims, the Minister of Motivation, will be with us today in our first half hour. And then media mastermind and personal development coach Marsh Engel will also be with us. She will be in the second half of our show. So I'm really excited to have both of them with us. And if you are new to the show, we come to you every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern. Every Wednesday, please join us. Feel free to stop by our archives. We have some great interviews with an amazing cast of people from all different walks of life. And that's really what we want to do when we bring these different individuals to you to motivate you every week, is to bring some people from every walk of life. So please stop by, listen to our archives. You can also get a podcast of the show as well. Please do that. Listen to it anytime, and we really encourage you to just stop by, enjoy yourself, the show, but also visit some of the people who've been on. We have a lot of our people who've been on the show either have their own radio shows, blogs, all kinds of different things. So there's a lot of great information out there. If you need a pick-me-up, if you need some inspiration today, please stop by, join all of our guests and all of us. So Maria, really quickly, how are things going for you today? What's new in Maria's world?
How are you, Michael?
I am great. How are you?
Well, my world is always busy. I'm getting ready to travel. We're going to Greece and to Australia as well, but we'll be talking to Marsh about that a little bit more later. And my gosh, just everything with the skincare line of stimulation. Oh my gosh, I got to tell you, as a 40-something year old woman, it's incredible what it's doing to my skin. But even my daughter, who's 21, who has problem skins, Michael, my gosh, it's a miracle for her. So I got to tell you more about that later. But focusing on that, moving forward in promotion and being Miss Cosmos and wearing a crown and banner for a purpose. So it's kind of exciting time.
It is a very, very exciting time. And, you know, not only in your life, a lot of things are going on. Mine, it's crazy busy, and I'd like to send a quick shout-out to my friend, Mary Costello. She has put together this awesome movie we've been shooting for the last, 3 weeks and working on for a lot longer before. And today is their last day of major filming today. It's a really our last major day. So they are shooting later this afternoon. I'm so excited for that. We have some other pickup shots to do and things like that, but today is the last major day. I'm really excited for her because she has created this tremendous film because she had an idea. She had a vision. She went out there, pushed it and worked it, and is really doing some amazing stuff with a small budget. And what I encourage people to do who have an idea, who have a vision, is to go out there and not only just plan it and think about it, but to start taking action on it, move forward with what it is that you want to create. You'll be amazed by what happens when you start to push forward to create something that you really believe in and desire. So a big round of applause for that whole crew. I mean, not only her, but our crew has been amazing. The actors and the talent have been amazing. Everybody who has supported the production, it's been really exciting to see. It's been really motivating for me to see it as well. And so they're doing that today. I'm excited about it.
Very good.
And I'm not on set today either, but I'm glad to be with all of you today instead.
Okay, get over it.
We have some long days on set that can be interesting. And right now we are waiting for our first guest. He is not with us at the moment, and I know he plans on joining us because I got an email from him shortly a while ago. So until he comes in, oh, I think maybe he is checking in. Let me check. Oh, yeah, there he is. So we're going to bring Walter on in just a moment. But again, like I said to people, I really encourage you, you know, when we have these guests on, just take a listen to them because they are really, most everybody we have on, I like to have on, it really goes to the theme with everything I do, ordinary people who live extraordinary lives. There's people out there that are going out there, they have a passion, they have a dream, they have a goal, and they go out and they pursue it. And I encourage all of you to do it. There's going to be difficult times. There's going to be things that you go through and go, why am I doing this? I'm not going to sugarcoat it. There's a lot of people out there that just say, go out, follow your dreams. It's exciting. It's amazing. Everything you do will come true. And while that might be in the end what happens, there's some tough times that go along. So just be ready for that. But there's so much you get a chance to learn through the process. Through the difficult times, I know I have learned the most. They've been the most frustrating times, but those are some of the best times. You look back on, you reflect on when you start to have those successes and you realize how important those difficult times were to creating what it is that you're doing. So I encourage everyone to do that. Before we bring on Walter, Maria, any other thoughts that you'd like to share?
No, I'm actually very interested in talking to him and hearing his perspective on being a spiritual life coach. I've had a couple people tell me that that's what I am, and I never understood what that was. So I'm really interested in hearing what he has to say and his perspective, and he seems like a very jolly kind of guy, so I'm excited. His smile is very bright.
Yeah, Walter's smile is infectious, and if you've ever listened to his show, which I've had the pleasure to do, he is a very jolly, excited, energetic individual. And so without further ado, on the other end of our line is the Minister of Motivation. I'm so excited to have him with us, Dr. Walter Sims. Walter, how are you doing today?
Oh, I feel good. Da, 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 da.
See, what did we say? We said it's energy.
You didn't let me down.
Walter, thanks so much for joining us. And if you would, maybe tell everybody, tell our audience a little bit about what it is you do as the Minister of Motivation.
Well, those that are in the time zone, on Eastern Standard Time. My name is Dr. Walter Sims. I'm the Minister of Motivation. And basically, I bring what God wants you to be. And I use a lot of tools to do this. But I have just been on this fantastic journey myself, basically reinventing myself last year. My future this year just turned me on. And I had my first book, and
I don't mean to interrupt you, but you are really breaking up quite bad. Is it possible maybe try one thing that I've seen with Blog Talk Radio is every once in a while you may have to call back in. So do you mind dropping off and calling right back in, and I'll bring you right back on just to see if that clears up?
Okay, let me do that. Give me a couple of seconds.
All right. Thanks, Walter. Sorry about that.
It is live.
All right.
Radio.
Well, it's live radio. Interesting things always happen on live radio.
You just kind of got to go with the flow.
We will, but you know, we want to make sure. I just want to make sure everybody hears Walter and gets his message well, because that's important. So you know, we could sit here and grin and bear it, and then everybody on the line would get a little frustrated, and who's listening, going, "Why don't you fix that problem?" And sorry, it's not on our end. I don't think. I think it's just a connection issue. So we're going to have Walter right back on in a minute. But while he's waiting, you know, again, here's another individual. If you don't know Walter's backstory, is that he was an engineer at a nuclear power plant for 25 years. He's been a pastor for 19 years, been married for 19 years. He's a father, and has really been only life coaching for about a year, but he's been a motivational speaker for 19 years. So what's really encouraging about what Walter is doing again is he has a regular job. He has that regular, I should say a nuclear power plant engineer isn't quite a regular job,
yeah,
maybe, but
that's not so regular.
I had to catch myself there, but he's living the normal life, but there's a passion that he has, and he's been pursuing it for years, speaking, encouraging people, and again, you know, we really encourage people to do that, and while we're waiting as well, too, I want to share next week we have some great guests. We have conservative blogger, a nationally known blogger, Tabitha Hale, will be with us for our first half hour. We won't be talking so much about politics, more about her experience and becoming a well-known blogger and all the things that she do, really talking about her story. So she's going to be with us our first half hour. In the second half hour, we'll have business consultant, visionary Jacqueline Haddon will be with us that second half hour. And also coming up on July 7th, we'll have a special show. Do you want to share a little bit about that, Maria?
Sure. It's focused on recovery, abuse recovery, kind of what we did before, but really more of the empowering of what you go through when you get to the other side of abuse. We're kind of changing the face of it. Does that make sense?
Definitely.
Sometimes it's a difficult thing to talk about, especially when no one else wants to hear about child sexual abuse or domestic violence or sexual assault. But if one in three of us women have to deal with it in our lifetime, by the time that we're 18, then I think it's a subject that we need to talk about. And so thank you so much for putting a light on it. And hopefully the guests that I choose to bring on and share with you, Michael, at the end, we could all laugh and have a good time, because that's what life is all about, getting through the hard times in order for you to be able to laugh and have a good time.
Well, you know, we had a similar show like this a couple months ago, and it went really, really, I was really, really happy with how it went. It didn't focus so much on the traumas and the issues, but it was on overcoming. And I think it's just a really important subject that we talk about. There's so many people in the world who have been abused in so many different ways, whether it's physical, sexual, mental, emotional. There's so many different types of abuse out there, and many people don't even realize sometimes it happening. And so I just think it's an important topic. I think it's something that we need to continue to focus on. It's one thing to, you know, you see a lot of times someone will have a special show on something and never talk about it again. And I just think it's an issue that needs to continue to be discussed and brought up.
Let me ask you a question, Michael. Who is your biggest abuser?
My biggest abuser?
Mm-hmm. I love when people say, well, I've never experienced that. Really? Well, who is your biggest abuser? Most people have the same answer. Look in the mirror.
That's a good point. I mean, we do. And
we are our own biggest abuser. So,
and
everybody
we'll be talking
needs to
more about
the show.
We'll be talking more about that July 7th. Please stop by, join us for that special show. And without further ado, as we've been making up time, we have the Minister of Motivation, Dr. Walter Sims. He's back with us. Walter, how are you doing?
Yay, we're back, man. We're back. What's up?
So much clearer. Oh, it's so much better. Thanks for doing that, Walter. I'm sorry about the little technical issue there. But you were right in the midst of telling us all about a little bit about your background and what it is that you do.
Hey, man, real quickly, just got on this total reinvention process last year, and it helped me produce my book and everything, and really got clear on what my purpose and what my passion was, and I've just been heading in that direction. I am a motivational spiritual life coach with the emphasis on spirituality and using different kind of tools to help people find what their passion is.
What really brought you on this road? I mean, as I see, you've been a speaker for a long time, and also a pastor, but really, what encouraged you to move down in this direction? Something you've always wanted to do, or is it something that one day you said, you know, the light went on, this is something I need to do?
Well, what actually happened, Michael, last year, and I talk about this in my book, Living Motivated, I found myself in just a financial mess, and my wife and all of her sweetness and all of her candor told me I had to kind of dig out of the hole myself. So I was kind of doing some sampling with some friends to see what else I could do to secure some additional income, and basically a couple of my friends told me, they said, Dr. Sims, what else is a pastor but a life coach? Man, the light bulb goes off. I heard bells ringing, and what started out as me looking for some other ways to get residual income, I found out what my passion was, and my passion is helping people find their purpose. And one of my other friends told me, they said, Dr. Sims, that's what you have been doing all the years of your pastorate. You have been basically coaching people. And I love coaching. I've coached my son's soccer teams for several years, and I find a passion helping people reach their full potential. And, man, I have just been hitting the ground running, son, and I haven't looked back, and I am having a ball.
Well, you know, and I love on your website, there's a picture of people going to a funeral, and you have, it's a link to something you talk about, find out, you know, more about the funeral. Can you tell us a little bit about that and what's going on with that? Because I just thought that was a really brilliant approach.
Well, what it is, me and another one of my colleagues, we're laying procrastination to rest. We are eulogizing procrastination next Tuesday, June the 15th, on a teleseminar. And, again, if you want to sign up for it, go to my website, www.ministermotivation.com. And right on the right of my blog, my website, you can click on that link, and that'll take you to all the details. But procrastination is one of our biggest enemies. And I agree with the young lady when she just said, who's our biggest abuser? We abuse ourselves, and there are so many things that we do to sabotage our own development, our own progress, and that we're unaware of, and that's where the life coaching part of what I do comes into play. But we are our worst enemies a lot of times. Nobody else has to defeat us. We're defeating ourselves, and procrastination is the biggest tool of the enemy that really slows a lot of people up, and we're finally laying procrastination to rest, and we're going to get some tools and some solutions to finally live the life of your dream now that procrastination is dead and he's no longer alive to give you trouble. We're pulling him off life support, and we're finally landing the rest, and we're going to say ashes to ashes and dust to dust to procrastination.
I love it.
All right. We're ready to do it.
Walter, how did you get the title of spiritual life coach?
That's really who I am. I am a man of God. I am a lover of Jesus Christ. I just love the Lord. And so that has to be a part of what I'm doing, because another thing that I talk about in my book is that we have to understand that we are spiritual creatures, and there is a creator. And so to really understand your value and your worth, you have to understand that there is someone higher than all of us. And knowing that from the perspective that I have been uniquely, wonderfully, marvelously made, I understand my value. And I told a story, I preached a sermon a few weeks ago, talking about Esau and Jacob, two brothers that fought, and how Jacob connived his brother out of his birthright and his blessing. And Esau did not place any value on his birthright, so he just gave it up without any hesitation. And so a lot of times we don't value ourselves because we don't understand that there's an awesome creator that made all of us unique and special. None of us have the same set of fingerprints. We are individually made by someone that loves us very much. And I believe a lot of times the Christian community, quote unquote, has not done a good enough job letting people know that God is not some tyrant that's sitting up in a watchtower that wants to blow everybody up if they don't do exactly what he says. I believe it's deeper than that. God loves us. God cares about us on a personal level. And from that perspective, I coach my clients to let them know that you're somebody. You're special. God took time out to uniquely design you. There's got to be something special in you that you got to offer to somebody. And from that perspective, that's where I bring the spirituality of it into play. And so that's how I am a spiritual life coach.
You and I speak the same language. I love it.
Well, we need to connect. We need to connect after this call, and I can give my contact information a little bit later. But, yes, I would love to connect with you. And, girl, I am just so on fire. I'm so pumped up right now. Not only could I slap a bear, I could kiss the mama bear, the daddy bear, and the baby bear. I'm just fired up.
Oh, everybody who is listening today. If you are not awake before, you are awake now. I am so glad.
This is what I call a Holy Spirit high, Michael.
That's exactly
that is a great
right.
Word.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
So, Walker, what?
Your life.
What? So, what are you working on now? What's the next thing for the minister of motivation that you want people to know about and that you want to share?
Well, the procrastination funeral that's happening next June 15th. We're really excited about that. And you can get the information on my website. I'm working on my CD set. I got my book. My book has been released, Living Motivated. You can get that on my site under the store. But I'm in the midst of working on my CD set called New Beginnings. It's an 8-week CD set, and basically it's going to be coaching at large. I can individually coach you by way of my CD set. It's an 8-week program. And you may ask yourself, why 8 weeks, Dr. Sims? Why eight? The Bible, the number 8 in the Bible stands for new beginnings. And after my 8-week program, you're gonna begin living the life of your dreams. And it goes through the process of coaching you. I want to reach the whole world. I personally may not be able to do that, and I got some other things in place to help launch me out there. I want to be big. I want to be huge. I want to. I got another program, a Million Smile March. I want to make 1 million people smile. It'll be kind of hard for me personally to get around the world, but through my CD set, I can touch a whole lot of people at one time, and that's going to be on sale for $227, and all that will be on my website in just a little while. But through that program, I'm going to be able to coach a whole lot of people at one particular time. Now, in the middle of that, if you want to go ahead and start getting motivated on a monthly basis, you can join Living Motivated. That is my support group for people that want to live motivated, have daily motivation. You're going to be able to get success calls. You're going to be able to have group coaching. Everything that I produce, my blog talk shows that are really good, I have them on our member site. You can join for $1. Now, after that trial period, it's going to cost $27 a month to be part of Living Motivated. And again, that's on my website. For $27, you're getting all of me on a monthly basis. Now, I need to tell people, Michael, they need to get in now, because eventually I'm going to be charging upwards of $47 and eventually $97 a month to be part of Living Motivated, because you're getting all of me now for only $27 a month after the $1 trial period. That is a whole lot of goodness for a little bit of money.
Not only are you a great life coach, Walter, and a motivator, but let me tell you, if anybody wants to learn some sales, I think they need to give a ring to you too, Walter. Thank you so much for sharing that. And on top of all that, you know, one of the things that really quickly I want to share with you, and we'll talk after the show, is a good friend of mine, Eddie Rodriguez, has down in Miami, is called the Smile and Wave Guy, and he's working on getting a Guinness Book of World Records group of people together to all at once smile and wave. That's his big project he's been working on for a long time. And so you talk about, you know, getting 1 million people to smile. I immediately thought of the two of you and connecting the two of you together, because I think you would be great for each other in doing that.
Amen.
Yes, he's been working on it for quite some time. I know there's a lot of positive things moving towards that, so I'll definitely connect the two of you. But, you know, you're working on your own programs, doing all this, and there's so many people out there who are stuck. You know, we talk about procrastination, putting procrastination to rest. They're stuck in that place of okay, what do I do now? I may have a great idea, but I don't know how to make it come about, create it, whatever. Do you have a simple thought, a simple idea for our listeners on how they can overcome that sense of procrastination right now if they have something that they really want to do with their life?
Yes, I do. And what I would like to offer to your audience today, Mike, is that I want to offer a free 30-minute session with your audience. Anybody emails me at drwalkersims@gmail.com, I will get them lined up to get a free 30-minute session with me. That's one way that will get them started. I guarantee I can get you going in the right direction in 30 minutes. But a real quick nugget that I love, and I'm gonna do a little plagiarism right now, and I'm going to cut and paste from Nike. I love Nike. I love Michael Jordan. When I was younger, I turned 44 Sunday. When I was younger, I thought I was Michael Jordan. Now that I'm a golfer, I emulate Tiger Woods and Sergio Garcia. But I want to steal the line from Nike, just do it. I want everybody to repeat after me, just do it. Because guess what? Tomorrow is coming, y'all. Tomorrow is coming. If you do absolutely nothing, tomorrow is still coming. So why not get up and do something? Just do it. Get up and do something. You're listening to this show. That's part of you just doing it. Just do something. That's all you got to do. Just get up and do something. If you want to lose weight, go to a gym. Start eating better. Eat less fried foods. Eat less sweets. Eat less chocolate. Eat less cinnamon rolls. Eat less apple pie. Eat more vegetables. Eat more fruits. Just do something, because the key to success is doing the same thing over and over, doing the right things over and over again. It equates to being consistent. And so just do something. That won't cost you anything. I'll give that tip to you free. Just do it. Just do something. That's my quick fix for right now without you coming and sitting down with me for those 30 minutes that I'm going to give you free. The biggest thing you can do right now is just do it. And that just resonated in my spirit so last year. Just do something, because you will be surprised if you do a little bit, do a little bit, do a little bit. It all adds up, and that creates momentum. Do a little bit. Do a little bit. I also play Madden football on the PS3. I haven't played much lately, but the new Madden 11 comes out in August. And one of the big things one of the guys that I played with taught me, he said a lot of guys want to throw the 50-yard bomb every play. A lot of guys, a lot of people in their walk, in their progression, want the big play every time they do something. That's not how you win ball games. You win ball games one first down at a time. If you continue to make first down, guess what's going to happen? You're going to eventually cross the goal line, and that's 6 points. You're going to do two things. You're going to score, and you're going to eat clock. You're keeping your defense on the sideline. If you just do a little bit every day, when you look up, you'll be surprised that you are inching toward the life of your dreams, just doing a little bit. One more quick thing, Mike, and I love to talk. You can probably see that now. I love to talk. One more quick thing. Does everybody know about a turtle? And do you remember the story of the turtle and the rabbit? That story just blessed me so last week. I almost ran over a turtle last week, and that just resonated with my spirit. That turtle is not fast. And the turtle and the rabbit got in a race one day, and this is a little childhood story. The rabbit and the turtle got in a race. Now, everybody put their money on the rabbit. Nobody laid a dollar on the turtle side. But the rabbit got so cocky that halfway in the race, he eased over to the sideline up under a tree and went to sleep. But guess what the turtle did? The turtle kept going. He kept going till he almost crossed the goal line. The rabbit wakes up and tries to catch up to the turtle all at once, and all of a sudden, but guess what? The turtle crossed the finish line and won the race. What was the key to success for that little turtle? He just kept going. And that's all I want to leave with everybody. All you got to do, get up, do something, and be consistent.
Walter, thanks so much for joining us today. And I can't believe how that first 30 minutes of our show went by so fast. Before I let you go, really quickly, I'm going to leave Maria to ask you any final questions that she has. But also, please tell everybody where they can find out more about you.
Well, amen, Michael. Amen. Everybody just go to www.ministerofmotivation. That's one word, www.ministermotivation.com, and you can find all of my information there. If you want to shoot me a quick email, I'm at drwaltersims@gmail.com. That's drwaltersims@gmail.com.
All right. Thank you, Walter. Maria, any further questions for...
Actually, I think we've got it all covered, but I'm very excited to start working with you, Walter.
Oh, that I'm looking forward to that. You shoot me an email after this show, and I would love to connect with you.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure's all mine. And y'all remember, if you stay high on life, life will stay high on you.
Thank you so much, Walter. We really enjoyed having you on, and we're definitely going to take you up on your 30-minute offer, but also I'm going to get you connected with Eddie, because I think, I know that you two will hit it off really, really well. So thank you again.
All right. Thanks for having me, Michael, and be encouraged, my friend.
Oh, always, always. That was Dr. Walter Sims, the Minister of Motivation. He was just joined us on this first half hour of Anything But Ordinary Radio. We are already halfway through the show. I can't believe it, Maria.
Mm-hmm. Time flies. He's great.
And we are...
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I'm motivated for the day already. So thank you again for joining us, Walter. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we are going to be joined by our second guest, Marsh Engel. So we'll see you all in 30 seconds.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood. When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Anything But Ordinary Radio. I'm your host, Michael McCleary, and I'm joined by my special co-host, Maria DiGiovanni. She's with us every week, and I'm so excited to have our next guest with us, Marsh Engel. She has a really, really great story, and instead of me sharing all about her, I'm so excited to have her on the line, and I'm going to have her tell a little bit about herself. Marsh, how are you doing today?
Maybe not.
Maria,
you know,
hi. Good to meet you both.
There you are. Hello, Marsh. How are you?
I'm fantastic here in Southern California. It's a little bit cold here today for us. You know, this weather, you usually we have great sunshine, and today's a little bit. I was out this morning at the Rose Bowl walking, and it's a little bit of a chill in the air here.
Actually, it's typical for this time. It's called what we call June gloom here in Southern California.
Is that what that is?
June gloom, and it usually happens all the month of June. Don't figure.
Oh,
huh?
I lived here for a lot of years, and I just didn't notice it till today.
Well, we have our two Southern California women with us today, Maria and Marsh, And Marsh, tell us a little bit about what you do. I mean, you're the CEO of Marsh Engel Media. You do personal development. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your company and who you work with.
Oh, I'd love to, Michael. Thank you so much for asking. You know, my focus is on uplifting our feminine nature, our creative nature, our spiritual nature, and bringing that into our work life and actually every aspect of our life. I founded Amazing Woman's Day in 2001, and that's what I'm probably best known for, and that day brings together women in day-long conferences that celebrate every aspect of our life, our creativity, and specifically ways that we can bring creativity and innovation into our work through entrepreneurial ventures and sharing of resources, collaboration, connection, and making a real contribution in the world, which is what we're all here to do. Is you have a gift and I have a gift, and how can we get together and share those gifts and really make a difference in our humanity, in our society, and then beginning with our own lives. And that's what my focus is. I do that through multimedia productions, which means live events, radio, published products, books, television, all different types of multimedia exposure for that message. I'm all about seeing how can we bring that greatest gift that's within you and share it with the world. And many times, you know, we know our gifts and we know our talents, but we are looking for ways to give it form, give it some a message that others can engage with and understand. And that's really what that day, Amazing Woman's Day, is about, and that's what my work's all about.
Well, you know, I love that tagline, sharing it with the world, because my media company, that's exactly our slogan, is we share your message with the world. And that's really, you know, I think it's a great thing to do. We need to do more of it. There's so many people out there that have a message that needs to be told, that needs to be shared, and they're not quite sure how to do it, how they go about sharing that message, that idea. And that's where we're the two of us and many others. We're not the only two, but many others are out there to help people tell that story. So for people who are looking to find a way to tell that story, to share that story, to share that idea, what recommendations do you have for them?
Well, I love the way you're saying that, Michael, is share that story, because I do believe it begins when we're looking for our greatest talents and we're looking for our greatest gifts. I always coach my clients to go back to their original life story. You know, what has our life story been telling us all along? So when it comes to bringing our gifts and talents and our message out into the world, it's really looking to see what life has been showing us all along. And I came to see I many times, you know, start with myself. When we're working with a coaching program, each of us have a gift to share, and I believe that what drives us to do the teaching that we do today, each of us, is because we're learning something ourselves. And so when it comes to how can I bring my message out into the world, how can I discover what my greatest talents are, how do I know who it's to be shared with, I look at my own life story. So each of us can begin to see what life has been showing us step by step along the way. I always tell a funny story when I'm at Amazing Woman's Day, because it's a great story. It's that when I was a little girl, and I was, you know, I'm 5'1" today, so I always laugh when I'm on stage because I was a little bit shorter than I am today, although today I'm only 5'1" still, so it's a funny story when you're seated in person, because I was when I was this little Marsh Ingle running around, and my neighborhood, and I was interviewing all the kids in the neighborhood, so you can see me, right, this little Marsh Ingle running around the neighborhood, interviewing kids in the neighborhood, and writing about them, and I did a journal, did a newsletter, or a little newspaper, I believed I called it at the time, and I did these events in the neighborhood that I called talent shows, and sometimes I was behind the scenes, and I was in front of the scenes sometime, and I was featuring kids in the neighborhood, and we did this program called Queen for a Day, which was honoring one of the kids in the neighborhood, and they got this great tiara crown, right? You know, this is like 8-10-year-old kids, and they got this great tiara crown that my mom had won selling Avon. Okay, now this is a really big deal in the neighborhood and a really big deal for me to produce. But today, look what I do today. I do Amazing Woman's Day programs. I write books, and I have a book series, Amazing Women, Amazing World, and I write stories about people that I meet, and they're in published books now, and I do big events that are called Amazing Woman's Day events, and we honor women in every city that we go to. And essentially, when I look at my life, I'm doing the same thing that I loved to do when I was 8 years old. So there's really not, it's more elaborate and much more expanded, and it's turned into the career that I have today, celebrating the lives of people. But when we look at our life story is really telling us something pretty magical and specific about what we're here to share. And when we can go back and we can see in our early life what really jazzed us the most, which really, you know, lighted up our world, what did we love to do, how did we connect with others, and then we expand that vision into an adult expression. It doesn't have to be the exact same expression, but there will be shades of that in the work that we do, because we each know that there's a talent to share, and life has been preparing us for that all along. So it's really, it's not as difficult as we sometimes make it. Don't you think we sometimes make it difficult, Michael, that it's, you know, like, what's my message, you know, what's my purpose, I think if we just relax into it a little more and we begin to see that our purpose, I use the equation for purpose as joy. What brings me the greatest joy? Because when I'm having the greatest fun and I'm in the biggest joy ever, I know that my world is reflecting that, and so it makes it a lot, engaging. And when we look at the book Power versus Force, the vibration of joy is right underneath peace. So holding that space of joy and living our greatest enjoyment through our purpose or through our talents and through our gifts that we share with others, through the contribution that we're making, is really an important feature that we can bring to the world. It's an important mission that we can bring to the world, and that's world peace.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Marsh, and just like you, I had a very similar experience when I was as a co-op at Kettering University, the school I went to. We were fully cooperative. So we went to school for 3 months, and you worked for a corporate employer for 3 months. And every 3 months, I would move to a new department at the company that I worked with. And every 3 months, what I did was I would go to lunch with the person who ran the department, because I wanted to interview them and find out everything about them and what made them tick and how I could try to replicate some of their success. And I moved on to become the editor of our student newspaper, et cetera, et cetera. And now here I am, you know, like you. You started out interviewing all these people, running a media company now, and sharing people's stories. And I do the same thing. It's something that I've loved to do for all my life. So I really encourage people. One of my good friends, Lindsay Wilson, who was in my movie, Anything But Ordinary Journey, she shares with the audience the concept of, think about what it is that you wanted to do as a child. What is it that you love to do as a kid? And find a way to do that as an adult. Because when you're a child, you really have an innate sense of what you're supposed to do with your life. You know, we get older, we start to have all these things go on in our lives, the tip of their 9-to-5 work day. We have spouses and kids and all the things that we start to do, and we start to forget what it is that we really want to do with our life, because we start living our life that 9-to-9 grind every day, instead of really becoming an architect and creating the life that we want to live and know we should live. So I encourage people to really start to think about that and ask those important questions about their life.
It's really, I love it, because ultimately the reason I do the work I do today is because I got out of that creative nature. I forgot. It wasn't always just smooth sailing, like one day I was 8 years old doing that, and now today I'm, you know, an adult doing the same thing. There was
definitely
a time period, you know, where I forgot. You know, I really had devalued my creativity. I didn't hold it in the highest esteem. So a series of events happened that were I call it a wave of awakening. But, you know, one day I got the call that my mom had passed, and that was in January 15th, 99. And then a few months later, I was given a diagnosis, a life-threatening diagnosis with my health, and it really threatened to take my life. And then my dad died a few months after that. So I'm going to tell you, Michael, within 18 months, I had this wave of awakening that said, it's time to do something different. And I set out, you know, I didn't even think about the fact that as a young girl I had done the work that I was getting ready to do. I didn't even enter my mind, because I was caught up in the world of doing, and I just had forgotten what brought me the greatest joy. I'd forgotten my creativity. So when my mom died and I got the call and I flew back to Indiana, and I was just so driven, Michael, to write the eulogy of my mom's life, to write her eulogy to deliver that day. And I was like, my family. I interviewed everybody, my family, her friends, everyone that I could talk to. Now, remember, I'm not an author at the time. I'm not an interviewer. I'm none of those things in my mind's eye. I'm not any of that. How could I be doing this? And I'm not a public speaker at the time either. So how could I be writing these stories? How could I be doing this? But I was driven to do it. And I wrote the story of my mom's life, and I delivered it that day at her funeral. And a few months, I don't know, it was like a few years later after I had several books published, and I'm talking about my books on stage, and I'm talking about my search for the amazing woman that I had done and how I'd gone out and I'd interviewed all of these people looking for those aspects that really brought that greatest joy to them and brought that greatest abundance of life to them, and how could I connect with that myself and reignite that. And I just stopped in the middle of my talk. I said, oh my gosh, I just realized. The first amazing woman story that I ever told, the first amazing woman story that I wrote was my mom's story. And it was such an amazing aha moment for me and for the audience, because it was about, you know, looking to the people around us and seeing what do they reflect to me. What is that aspect of Michael or that aspect of Maria that I really love about them, and begin to bring that aspect up in me, bring it into me so that I could see more of that within myself. And that's exactly what the Search for the Amazing Woman was about, and it's exactly about the way I look at storytelling today, because my philosophy is that if I'm looking outward and I can see a reflection in you or others around me that are something that is powerful, something that is bringing a vibrancy to life, something that is of real value, and I begin to focus on that, I begin to not only expand it within myself, but I expand it within that person as well. And when I'm working with women, specifically I work with our creative nature, our feminine nature, and that's a very feminine way, because our feminine nature is to see the best in others and to bring the best out in others. And imagine, I love to imagine a world where we're all doing that, where we're all focused on what brings us the greatest enjoyment in life itself, and we do it by reflecting to one another our own greatness.
That's so key, especially when you're dealing with the demographic of women that I deal with. So that's a really good point. I've got a question for you, Marsh. Why did you choose to focus your company's services primarily towards women?
Well, that is really a great question, and I'm asked that often because many of my clients, my private clients, my one-on-one clients, are men. So I coach men and women. However, my primary focus is women, and the reason being is that when I built my success in media the first time, you know, from 1988 when I went into media to about 1999 when I left, when my mom passed, I had adopted a very masculine model of success. Now, there's nothing wrong. I'm not saying masculine is bad here. I want to be clear that I'm not saying that. But I was way out of balance. You know, I love masculine, I love men, and without the masculine, we cannot put form and systems in place. We must have the masculine form of success, but I got out of balance with it, and it was all about stressing, and it was all about striving, and it was all about outcome. And I mean, I just tell the story on myself is that I was way out of balance, and I forgot what it was to find joy in the creative process itself, and I forgot about nurturing myself, and I forgot about aspects that are very feminine, which is opening up and, you know, collaborating with others and sharing our gifts and talents so that it really makes a difference, seeing the best in others, eliminating so much competition and rather being in collaborative model and creating community and making a real contribution and finding the joy in that contribution. I had forgotten a lot about it, and I had just forgotten it. So when I focused on women, it was specifically to start with me. It was to say, okay, I'm going to create a new model of success. I'm going to create a model that is a balanced form of success. I'm going to create a model that is based in creativity, it's based in collaboration, it's based in building community and cooperative opportunities for others, it's based in empowering one another through the reflections of us individually being our great greatest self and bringing our greatest talents to life so that others can reflect back their greatest talents. So all of the jealousy and the competition begins to just soften. And I wanted to do this for myself to begin with. So as in creating that on my journey, I began to study the highly successful women and what were their attributes. What were their habits? What were their strategies and their philosophies? What did they live by? You know, what habits did they have that I could adopt into my own life? So the truth is, Maria, before I knew it, I had a real process or a practice system that would take us step by step by step into a more balanced form of success. So I was now living not only my abilities to give structure, system, and form to my creativity, which would be more of the masculine aspect of it, right, you know, putting it into actual form, but I was also able to expand my innovation and creativity and the passion that goes into all of that. So I was able to bring it into balance. And now that's what I coach, that's what I teach, and I call it the six essentials. So it's the six essentials takes us through this process of opening up our creative flow while we're willing to give it structure, system, and form so that it becomes businesses or an expression of life that we're really wanting to live. So it's not just a dream or an idea, formless, but it's actually given form. It's actually given structure so that we can turn it into what I call success.
Now, Marsh, we have about 5+ interviews. You've got an upcoming event, and it's with a good friend of ours. You both more a bigger friend of Maria's than mine, but I'm really starting to like Susie as well. But you have the VAMP Global Mission NGO Women's Leadership Summit coming up in Australia, and you're going to be a speaker there in October. Tell us, if you don't mind, a little bit about that event and what you'll be speaking on.
I am so revved about this. I can hardly. Can you imagine? It's one of those messages, you know, that we're talking about here, collaboration, and of course this beautiful message of VAMP Global Mission, which is all about bringing women together in a women's leadership summit. It's October 22nd to the 24th. It's in Melbourne City, Australia. And it's been a vision of mine. I've been holding the intention to travel to Australia because I understand that not only is it an incredibly beautiful country, but the women and the people of Australia are spectacular. And it's been my vision to travel there with this message that says, let's collaborate together. Let's really make major shifts in the world. Let's bring our contribution that we're here to share. Let's bring it to life and share it with one another so that we can really grow our missions in the world, which is really uplifting all of humanity. And that's what this program is all about. The funds from the program, I understand, will go to develop crisis accommodations and special need housing. And I just could not be more excited about it. And as we're talking about it, I'd like to say that I'd love to take an amazing woman delegation, just a whole community with me when I go to Melbourne City in October, because I think that now is the time for us to bring women and people together in a common vision of uplifting and inspiring higher creativity.
I'm looking forward to traveling with you, Marsh. It's going to be an exciting time, and I'm just, wow, it's overwhelming. So let's work on seeing how many women we can take with us.
Oh, isn't that great? I just love it. You know, my vision is to bring women together around the world through transformational travel. And I do quite a number of these events through our Amazing Women's Day program. And now, with being a featured speaker at the VAMP Global Mission Women's Leadership Summit, October 22nd, 24th, it's a golden opportunity for us to all travel together and meet the women of Australia and the people that will be there. I just can hardly wait. I think it's a wonderful, wonderful program.
That it is. I'm honored that my organization is now Project Endervamp, and Susie is an incredible person. So it's you know, she is coming out in July.
To Los Angeles? No,
yes.
I did not know that. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, well, let's all get together. Let's all connect while she's here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, is that Australian just? Is it women only, or are some of us men allowed to?
I think it's pretty much a
feeling that, I have a feeling men will be there too. You know, it's a bad, it's a good one. I like your question, Michael. It's
what
a women's leadership conference, but I think that I bet you that men will be there because it's about women stepping into their creative power and men involving and being supportive and encouraging. I have a feeling we'll see men there. Are you coming with us, Michael? Will you be there?
I don't know. I've always wanted to go to Australia. That's been something I've been focusing on doing at some point as well. So who knows? That might be a good opportunity.
Well, the date's October 22nd. So you have plenty of time to plan.
And going into their summer season, so it's going to be beautiful, the weather.
Oh, yeah, Susie says it's a perfect time to be in Australia in October because, as you said, it's moving into their summer season. We often forget that, at least those of us in North America, that Australia is the opposite season. So winter here is summer there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have just a couple minutes left. Marsh, can you share with our listeners a little bit about where they can find out more about you and some of the anything else that's coming up that you'd like to share.
Yes, I'd love to, Michael. Thank you. It's the easiest way is Facebook. I'm very active on Facebook. Love my Facebook friends. Sending a big shout out. I know I announced it this morning on Facebook, so anybody listening that's one of my Facebook friends, saying hi to you. It's Marsh Engel, and that's E-N-G-L-E. So it's Marsh Engel on Facebook, and there's a fan page there that you can join, and I stay in close contact with you there. You can also visit marshengel.com. And that will take you to all of my my websites and programs and teachings. And then, Michael, you know, just happenstance that I have a free teleclass tomorrow night. So anyone that's interested in joining us at 6 p.m. Pacific time, from 6 to 7, it's absolutely complimentary at no charge. And we're bringing women together tomorrow to celebrate what I call Master Your Mission. So it will be ways to create higher influence through the work that we're doing and create our own collaborative communities and ways to celebrate and share our talents. So that's tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Pacific time. You can find out about it by going to Facebook. If you go to the Marsh Engel Facebook page, you're going to see that event listed right there and all of the contact and call-in information.
Awesome. Thank you. And with just another minute left, Maria, do you have another question you'd like to ask Marsh before we leave?
Let me see. Hold on one second. I did. I had a whole list.
I feel like our conversation's just started, Maria. I have a feeling we're going to be doing a lot of things together. It just, you know, intuitively feels like we've got a lot to share with one another.
Well, I just recently, you know, Susie and I were talking about you last night, so I'm really excited to learn more about you. Where in Southern California are you?
I live in the Glendale, Pasadena area.
Perfect.
And in Los Angeles. Yeah. Where are you?
So we'll need to get together.
We're just having a personal conversation.
I'm in Newport Beach,
definitely.
But tomorrow I will be up in L.A. We have some things that we need to do, so I'm looking forward to meeting you. It's going to be an exciting trip.
I'm just excited about this program that's happening in Melbourne City, Australia, October 22nd, and I just think it's the beginning of something pretty spectacular for women around the world.
Well, we're transforming lives one at a time. It's a good thing.
Yes.
You know, that's what we're here for. All two of you are getting along great. You know, we're here to share the love and then introduce people to new people. And I'm looking forward to the two of you working together more. Marsh, I'm looking forward to getting to know you more as well. And thank you again for joining us. I really appreciate you taking the time out today to share your story and so many other people's stories with our audience. So thank you again.
Oh, thank you, Michael. And I look forward to meeting both of you in person one day soon.
Great. That was Marsh Engel. She is she owns Marsh Engel Media, and she was a great guest. If you want to find out more about her, please feel free to visit www.marshengel.com. And you can also find her on Facebook, as you can find both Maria and I on Facebook as well. Maria, any thoughts about the show before we end today?
It
As always, Michael, it's great. And I really want to encourage our listeners to go back and listen to all of the past shows, because there's so much really good information, and everybody has so much insight. And I think we learn from everybody else's experience, and especially what Walter was talking about earlier today about the reflection and how we reflect different things. And Marsh said the same thing. And we need to really pay attention to what it is that we are reflecting on other people and how we allow other people to reflect on us and try and keep it positive. That's my biggest thing that I learned today.
Well, you know, I totally agree with you, and I really liked what both both Marsh and Walter kind of shared on that same topic, and that was just going out and doing it. You have a passion, you have a goal, you have a dream. You have an idea, you know, go out there and make it come to life. And things don't necessarily, you know, we look for those home runs. So many of us look for, you know, either hit the lottery or hit that big home run on a career move. And a lot of times it's taking those consistent steps every day to creating what it is that we want. And what you'll be amazed to find is down the road, you'll look back and go, wow, those little steps I took every day turned into a really, really big move. So take those small steps every day. I can't encourage you more. We are almost out of time. Please join us here on Anything But Ordinary Radio every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. And join us next week as we interview conservative blogger Tabitha Hale and business consultant and visionary Jacqueline Haddon. Both will be with us next week. A really great, exciting show. I really encourage all of you to join us again next week. They just keep getting better. Thank you so much. We will see you all again next week. And any more questions, feel free to visit www.anythingbutordinary.net. We will see you all next week.